T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
All he could think about was, I'm too young for this. Got my whole life ahead. Hell, I'm just a kid myself. How am I gonna raise one? All he could see were his dreams going up in smoke. So much for
this
town and hanging out.
Kenny Chesney is your artist of the day. He announced yesterday that the summer tour is canceled. So I'm sorry. He was going to be at Arrowhead Stadium. Opening act was going to be Michael Franti. Don't forget, you can always listen to the show at radio.com, and we do podcast every hour at kmbz.com. Dana, I will gladly give you, since Rebecca's not with us, the first grievance of the week, if you have one.
I have a silly one. Do you just want a silly one?
Sure.
What the hell happened to Facebook?
I'm sorry?
Why, when you go to post now, it says, do you want this on your wall or your story? Do you want it here or do you want it there? Well, I just want it where it used to go. Have you noticed that? What's a story?
I don't know.
Something that'll be up like a featured thing at the top of your page for 24 hours.
Mm. That's the dumbest thing I ever heard in my life. Just put it where it used to be. Quit adding features.
The story is their competition with Snapchat. Snapchat started the whole story feature, and so Facebook wanted in on the game. Wait, I'm challenging your grievance. Sorry.
No, I'm glad you explained it, because it started asking me all these things yesterday, and I thought, good God, I'm trying to post a photo. I feel like I'm at the gas pump. What's your address? What's your email?
Zip code.
You want a car wash? No, I want gas.
Let me be the very first to wish all of you a very happy Festivus Friday. Here's Jerry Stiller.
Welcome, newcomers. The tradition of Festivus begins with the airing of grievances. I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it. My son tells me your company stinks.
Oh, God.
I lost my train of thought.
And a good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Festivus Friday. It is brought to you by Michelob Ultra. If you've got a grieve, and you know you do, the number is 576-7798. Sam, send us to the people.
Alan in Kansas City.
Alan, good afternoon, and welcome, my friend.
Hi, Alan.
Hey, how you doing? My grievance is about coronavirus. Everybody thinking we're locked down. I'm a truck driver, and we're not locked down because every parking lot in Walmart, Hy-Vee, Lowe's, grass, everything is, hello?
Yeah, they're packed.
Yeah, we're being quiet because we're listening. Go ahead.
They're packed. And everybody's saying, oh, we need to shut down longer. It's like the peanut butter thing. Two people have the allergy, but 2,498 people have to not eat peanut butter. 1 million people have got it, and all these people are out there. The only difference is that we don't have restaurants and movie theaters and bars. Everything, every day, they're out here. Walmart, everywhere. They're packed. But they want to shut the country down for a million cases.
Can I ask you a question, not challenging your grievance?
Yep.
Would you go to a movie theater tonight?
You bet. You would. Life is to live. I mean, your daughters will die if they don't get to hug you. If you die tomorrow and they didn't get to do you, you need to watch that movie where that girl is afraid to go out of the house. It's a good movie. She's scared to death to go out. We die of everything. Flu, guns, car accidents, everything. But we're going to shut down. And my grandkids are going to be financially hurt because of this. I mean, big time. For a million cases, and there's 329 million people here, we're not shut down. And if they want to shut it down, shut it down. Shut everything down. No traffic, no nothing. Just shut it down for 2 weeks and see what happens. That's my grievance. I hate all this. You got to wear a mask. Well, if I need to wear a mask, you shouldn't be out. Don't go out. If you're that afraid to go shopping and you want me to wear a mask, don't go shopping. Get out.
Well, Alan, when I go shopping, I wear a mask not to protect me.
I don't wear nothing.
Well, I understand.
I don't wear nothing.
But, Alan, when I go shopping, I wear a mask to protect you, not to protect me. And I'm not challenging your grievance.
Life is to live, not to die. We don't live to die. This is crazy. This is just crazy.
Okay, brother. We got you in. Thank you for it. Thank you for the call. Sam, one more before the break, if we could.
Tanya in Lee Summit.
Tanya, good afternoon. Hello.
Hello.
Hi there.
Long-time listener. Love the show. First-time caller, though.
Thank you. Glad to have you.
Welcome.
Thank you. So my grievance is I have barely driven in the past 2 months, obviously, grocery store. Most of them have been deliveries. My driver's license expired last Friday, so I get up to go to the DMV. First day they're available. Park my car. Sitting in my car in the virtual queue, waiting on my turn. Man hits my car. I'm like, man hits my car in the parking stall. Apparently, he didn't see my SUV sitting in the spot next to where he's trying to park.
Mm.
So that's my grievance. And then I go to the body shop to get it looked at. And I'm glad it wasn't Scott Parks because I was thinking WWSD, what would Scott do? Because he has no mask on. He's leaning over me. They tell me not to get out of my car when I get there, but yet he comes into my car, leans over me, no mask. Look, I was like, hey, bud, there's a pandemic here. So.
Did you back him up?
I leaned like all the way over in the passenger seat thinking he might catch a clue.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't. So I came home and called him and said, I will not be using you guys. I'm going someplace else.
Mm.
So I figure if he did that right then, they're not taking any precautions. I'll need you breathing all over my car.
Love the call. Love the grievance.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
576-7798. Festivus Friday continues in just a moment. 576-7798. Brought to you by Michelob Ultra here on Dana and Parks. is a grievance today against both you and me, Dana. Scott and Dana trying to act indignified when people are not wearing a mask. I can't challenge your grievance. You know where I stand on wearing a mask. Okay. Sam, to the phones, please, on Festivus Friday, brought to you by Michelob Ultra.
First to Matt and Lenexa.
Hey, Matt.
Hey, what's up, guys? My grievance is kind of a situational one today. I was dealt a rough hand where medical intervention was no longer an option, and I had to put my kitty down. But I kind of have an anti-grievance about it this morning, and this is not a paid sponsorship or promotion, but and I know we're not supposed to mention companies, but I have to.
Can't do that.
All right.
Wait. Is your mention of the company flattering?
Yeah, extremely.
Okay, then you can.
Yeah. Lap of Love was the mobile veterinarian that we contacted to actually do the euthanasia, and they came out and did it at our house instead of a stainless steel surgical room at a veterinary clinic. They did it, and they provided as much comfort and time as we needed for the process. So it was an unbelievably kind experience and patient experience. So if anybody is going to get that garbage hand dealt to them at some point in the near future, consider that option. It was as affordable as it would be to go into my regular vet, but we got to do it in the comfort of his familiar surroundings.
Well, I'm sorry about your kitty, buddy.
Yeah, me too.
God bless, brother. Be safe.
Thanks, man. You too, Scott.
You take care, buddy. Sam, if you could.
Alex and Joko.
Hey, Alex, what's up?
Hello, happy Friday.
Same.
So my grievance is this week the discussion of schools not opening, and I am just so frustrated and upset about that because I think there are so many things that the schools can do to help support the students and the staff and the facilities. What I don't understand, and I would love for somebody to explain to me, is why daycares are okay, where you have multiple children congregated around, you know, most of them are pretty young. But schools are not. And so with the not opening of school possibility, I don't know what people are supposed to do with their children when they're working. And this whole thing is tragic and awful, and it's really affected all of our lives. But I think it's been really hard on the kids. And keep in mind, children are the least affected by this disease. They are the lowest percentile of any type of symptoms, any sickness or death. And so to say that we can't have schools open makes very little sense when we can do things to protect. I'm just really upset about that. So thank you for listening.
It is a fair criticism, and I've heard it before with respect to the daycares, and it just goes back to there doesn't seem to be a ton of rhyme or reason for some of the rules.
Right, exactly. And I feel like they're just saying, well, you know, we're going to have this closed and this open, but it doesn't answer anything about what people are supposed to do with their children when they're working and they're trying to do the school at home. So my question is, you have a bunch of 8 and 10-year-olds. Are you going to have an 8 and 10-year-old daycare then? I mean, seriously, this doesn't make any sense.
All right. Hey, do appreciate the call. Sam, we have time for one more before the news, if we could. One more grievance.
Travis in Kansas City.
Hey, Travis, good afternoon. Welcome.
How you guys doing?
We're doing well. Thank you.
Well, I was on hold. Before I get to my grievance, I realize this, unless you've acknowledged it already, this might be the first Festivus Friday without Jerry Stiller amongst us, who started the whole festival thing for us.
Yeah.
Well, for the record, Dana started Festivus Friday.
Oh.
It was her idea. Jerry Stiller has been on the intro since the beginning, and people were trying to get us to take him off, and I refuse.
Well, good for you. My grievance is about vehicles, and it always seems to be pickup trucks that don't have license plates. I don't mean cars and trucks with temporary plates. I mean cars with absolutely no sort of tags on them whatsoever.
Mm.
I see it from time to time. And if you know why this is, if they get special permission, please enlighten me. But I've never understood why a car could just go down the street without a license plate.
You know, that's a great grievance. I've noticed that myself. Every blue moon, I will see a car, or it's usually a pickup truck.
It's usually a pickup truck, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it is. And they do not have a license plate. I mean, by no license plate, I mean, they don't even have a temporary tag.
Right.
And they're just riding down the street. And I'm like, how do they not get pulled over?
Exactly.
Yeah. Brother, great grievance. 576-7798. 576-7798. Festivus Friday continues in just a moment. It's brought to you by Michelob Ultra here on Dan N. Parks.
Don't blink. Just like that, you're 6 years old and you take a nap and wake up and you're 25. Then your high school sweetheart becomes your wife. Don't blink. You just might miss your baby's growing like mine did. Turning into moms and dads. Next thing you know, you better have a 50 years
yeah,
there and
then.
And you pray in God.
And I remember many of you who've been in town for a long time. Sarah celebrated her 19th birthday yesterday. And there was a guy who worked for 61 Country. He's since passed. Great guy, Dave Morton. I remember when Sarah was born 19 years ago, and Dave Morton came up to me in the newsroom and he said, "Hey, bro, don't blink." And I remember exactly what I said to him. I go, "Shut up, Dave." And I blinked. And now she's 19.
Did I make you get all sentimental?
Yeah, you really did, man. That one hit me hard.
Sorry.
I didn't see that one coming. Man. I don't know where the years went. To the phone, Sam, if we could.
John in Independence.
Afternoon, guys.
Afternoon, John.
Yeah, my grievance is with every construction company crew. I had no idea who they were or what, but they did not cover the holes that they left in the street. Off about off of Lemons and I want to say Grand, but somewhere anyway, huge. I almost hit him and just barely missed him. If I hadn't, I would have blew out my tires and learned how damn sure done my car. I don't know why they looked like that for. That was crazy.
Well, I'm glad you're all right.
Yeah, I was too. But oh no!
Hey, John, can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
What time did that party start at your house today?
Oh, man, I wish. I can't drink because I had hepatitis, and now I can't, you know, no alcohol allowed at all.
Okay, all right. Well,
too, buddy. It's okay.
You be safe, my friend, and be well, and avoid those potholes, okay? Sam, to the phones.
Grace and Olathe.
Grace, good hey, afternoon.
Grace.
Welcome.
Hi. Well, I don't know if this really counts as a grievance, but yesterday I had my graduating ceremony, graduating 8th grade, and...
Wait. You graduated 8th grade yesterday?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, I guess... I mean, no one could have stopped this whole pandemic, and I guess I'm just a bit salty, that my school decided to live stream it instead of doing like a Zoom call, like I know a lot of people are doing. Because, I mean, no one got to interact with it. And I know a lot of people were sad about it. And I'm just thrown off about the whole not being able to be there and having to do online stuff. And it's just weird for me.
Well, honey, I hope that you guys all go back in August and you can see your friends again and you start over with a new experience in high school. I mm-hmm. truly do.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You are welcome. And congratulations. You still graduated from 8th grade, okay, sweetie?
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations.
Okay, well, have a good day.
All right, you be well, Grace. Thanks for the call. Sam?
Kay and Casey.
Hello, Kay.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
My grievance really has nothing to do with the COVID-19 situation. My grievance has existed long before it did. One of the things that makes me crazy is when whoever writes the commercial content uses the phrase that says some sort of a maximum or more. For example, you can save up to 50% or more, or you could lose up to 3 pounds or more. Well, what is the up to for? That makes me nuts.
You are so right. It's either up to or more. It ain't both.
It isn't. And yet you listen to commercials and they say something like that, whatever the product is, over and over and over. And I just want to go, do you even read this before you put it out there? It just doesn't make any sense. So anyway, that's just been a lifelong grievance of mine. So I thought I would take this opportunity
to love it. Wait, I love your grievance. I am such, and Dana and I both went to journalism school, and I listen to what people say on the news and stuff, and I'm like, you know, I talk to my TV, and I'm like, why did you just say that? That didn't even make any sense. And I love when people nitpick, and I'm not saying you're nitpicking, but you're nitpicking. But I love when people nitpick English language because it is so abused, and I love your grievance. And we lost you.
It was so good.
Okay. Sam, do we have another?
We do. Let's go to Bill in the Northland.
Hey, Bill. Bill, good afternoon. Welcome. Glad to have you.
I just want to tell you that I listen to your show every day. I love it.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you.
But the grievance I have is with COVID-19 and all these face masks. You go and shave in front of the mirror, and not Dana, I guess. Well, maybe she does.
Yeah, sometimes.
But anyway, everybody's getting elephant ears. It's like braces on teeth, and your ears start sticking out more and more. Have you ever noticed that on people?
When the masks makes everybody's ears stick out?
The ears are sticking straight out.
I hadn't noticed it, but I will. Now that you've said that, I will.
That's my grievance.
His grievance is with what?
Yeah, when the ear straps go over your ears and you're wearing a mask, it makes your ears stick out.
Oh, yeah, it makes them stick. Yeah, it makes you look like Alfred Newman or whatever it is from...
Yeah,
Mad Magazine. Yeah,
it definitely does that to you when you wear your mask, Parks.
About to drive to the radio station and whoop your ass.
And I will laugh at your ears because you're going to have a mask on.
You can't social distance and whoop ass.
I'm going to get COVID-19 when I whoop his ass, I'll tell you right now. Telephone number here is 576-77.
Which, speaking of whoop ass, did you see Evander Holyfield and Mike Tyson fight again?
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about the meme where...
No. I saw it earlier today.
Well, but wait, did you see the meme of Evander Holyfield?
No.
Well, he has the mask over one ear. But it's flopping in front of his face, you know, because Mike Tyson bit off his other ear. And so it's like kind of in front of his face. So the mask is not on because he can't put it over the other ear. And it just said, thanks a lot, Mike Tyson.
This says Evander Holyfield is eyeing third fight with Mike Tyson.
Hang on.
How old must they both be?
First of all, Mike Tyson is probably our age, I would guess. Evander Holyfield is older. He's got to be in his 50s.
I think it's for charity.
Hang on. Let me look it up. Evander Holyfield.
I will never forget that.
Do you remember when he bit off his ear?
Three times.
Evander Holyfield is 57 years old. And has one ear.
The two men have since developed a bond that has led to the former rivals making numerous appearances together. And Holyfield remains confident he could handle himself against Tyson even today.
I believe that. If I were to bet on that fight, I would bet on Evander Holyfield. Mike Tyson is 53.
Okay.
Yeah, I would bet on Evander Holyfield in that fight. Now, everybody's going to tell me I'm crazy, but whatever. Somebody says Mike Tyson has been uploading videos of his training. That old man is still throwing crazy punches. I would not mess with him.
I bet. Well, if you're Evander Holyfield, you could. I don't think the average person should mess with him.
All right. Telephone number here is 576-7798. If you've got a grievance, get it in. It's brought to you by Michelob Ultra, 576-7798.
Laughing at.
Oh. I finally logged on to my email. And
he's laughing at your pain, Dana. He's laughing
yes,
at
I
your
am.
Pain.
I'm laughing at your pain. I am laughing at your pain.
My daughter, we can't even tell you what this is about, but it was funny. Chris kept dinging my phone, ding, 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 as I was trying to record something for work. And so I would just get into it, and it would go, ding.
What did it sound like?
Ding.
Ding.
So I dropped some choice.
I just got this from Susan Larkin with the Entercom corporate staff. By the way, she says best, Susan, at the end of it.
You're fired. Best.
Almost worse.
Like you, we are encouraged by the lifting of certain stay-at-home orders, the phased reopening of many states and municipalities, the flattening of the curve, and recent medical news regarding COVID-19. However,
I knew it!
Our team, by the way, our team means Entercom, our team's health and safety remain a top priority until at least September 1st.
You had better be kidding me.
Nope. Scott just read my grievance for me.
Wait, I didn't see that email. Are you serious?
Yep, came in just after 5.
Mm-hmm, 5:04 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to be kidding me.
Let me read it again, Dana.
He was reading it verbatim, Dana. He's
I thought you were
going to
say, however, you know, do what's comfortable for you.
However, our team's health and safety remain our top priority, and we intend to continue working remotely until at least September 1st.
And that entire line is bolded. They are not joking.
Oh
it's
my.
Bolded.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, my God. Oh, last sentence. We will continue to consider exceptions.
No.
Yes. Read down. That's... So what if my exception is I'm going crazy and I need an exception?
No, the exceptions are for extended stay at home mm-hmm. beyond the first. That's right. What the exceptions line is. Read the rest of that sentence.
Yeah. Read the rest of the sentence.
It's not with exception you can come in. It's with exception you can stay out longer.
I'm going to be honest. People.
Watch. Wait.
You've got to be kidding me.
Wait, Dennis, stop talking for just a second. Sam, I want you to record this next segment. Because what you're about to hear is a human being completely losing their mind. All right, Dennis, go ahead. What were you going to say?
I have started looking into long-term VRBOs. I'm not kidding you. Two nights ago, I looked up a condo in Telluride. I'm like, why not? Why don't I just go there for June? But I was thinking June, you know, because by July, we'll be back to work. I was thinking June. Not July or August or September.
September 1st, Dana. September 1st.
Oh, my God. I feel like I'm essential.
You are essential.
I'm essentially staying home till September 1st.
Essentially so, yes.
Oh, God.
Watching you break down on Zoom is one of the greatest things that's ever happened to me.
I thought you were kidding. I didn't even read the email. When I see, hey, team, from corporate, I'm like, this is going to be one of those, you know.
Hey, gang.
Hope you're hanging in there. I just deleted it. I didn't even look at it.
Keep plugging away. Nope, Danny. It says we are stuck in here till September 1st.
In our little Zoom boxes.
September 1st.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry.
That was a good one.
Oh, just watching her lose it is so funny.
See, Sam. This says, unlike other businesses whose productivity have been greatly impacted, we are operating remotely effectively.
No.
This is not effectively. I'm losing my mind, people. There's nothing effective about that.
Effectively going crazy.
Oh, I will see you in September.
Oh, my God. Am I seriously not going to see you until September?
Did you read the email?
I'm just going to come, and I'm going to camp out in front of your house.
No,
I'm
you
just
can't coming. Do that.
Yes, I am. I'm just planting my ass on a lawn chair in front of your house. I'm protesting from a lawn chair.
The email says you cannot see me until September 1st.
No, it does not. It says.
Yes, it does.
No,
yes, it does.
Not.
It does not say that. It says you can't come back into the building.
It says we intend to work remotely until at least September. Those two words concern me. At least.
Sorry.
Those words are very concerning to me. What does at least mean?
That we could extend it past September 1st.
Oh, God.
This song is very inaccurate right now.
Dana, I will see you when I see you. Oh. By the way, stop the music. Stop the music.
Hey, woo-hoo.
Let me be serious for a second.
Yeah.
I'm really sorry about your grandma.
Thank you.
I'm really sorry about your grandma.
I know you are. Thank you, honey.
That sucks. She's in a better place. And I'm really sorry that I won't be able to see you till September 1st.
I hate you.
Everybody, have a great weekend. Go do a driveway moment with your grandparents or with your mom. God knows I will. Have a great weekend. Be safe. Be well. But most importantly, don't forget this. Be good.
Celebration to last throughout the years. So bring your good times and your laughter too. We gon' celebrate your party with you. Come on now.
Celebration.
Let's all celebrate. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.